Hello everyone in TMN, this is David Ketron for his beat report. I'm reporting a report on Tori Isaacson. Thank you for coming for my interview, Tori.
No problem, thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you're using some of your free time for this interview. I am in a bit of a crunch as of these days. And some other people are having a crunch as well, thanks to coronavirus and everything else like that.
It's definitely been a little hectic.
Yeah, we all are feeling a little hectic.
Yes, for sure.
So, here's my first question. How are you handling yourself through this current pandemic overall?
Well, I know I've been taking a lot of time to focus on me. I think that's what, like, especially the beginning of quarantine, that's really, I had so much time. And I could do so many things, but I was like, I should better myself. So I started going for walks, and I learned how to crochet and how to embroider as well. And I just spent time doing things that made me happy, and it was really rewarding.
Are there any coming dorm activities that you're aware of for coming this week?
So I know that Agnew is hosting a mental health kahoot night, which is really fun. I think it's going to be Wednesday. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to go over there, support the other RAs. I'm actually planning some new programs. It'll be really interesting. There should be two in October. So.
That sounds really nice. Personally, I would be okay for, like, say, a video game tournament or something like that.
Yeah, we've been trying to incorporate how we can get everybody together, but still stay socially distanced and really just...
Well, I heard of one game called League of Legends, and that's pretty much, well, bearing pretty well.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's just me. Are there any... Oh, yeah, sorry. I already asked that question. My bad. What forms of activities that help you cope with your stress, like, other than those that you just told me?
I like watching baking shows. I like to bake. I make cookies for my residents all the time. I've been watching The Great British Baking Show on Netflix, and for some reason, it just calms me down so much. I just love it.
Everyone has their own vice, including me. I do a little bit of my own form of personal writing myself as well.
Ooh.
Now, this one's a non-interview question. Overall, with classes and everything, how does that make you kind of feel with everything that's been tossed right at you, including with homework and all that?
I know I've been definitely overwhelmed, and I've talked to a lot of students, and they're kind of feeling the same way. It depends on your course load, obviously, but all my classes are online, so I have to make it a point to actually get out of my room and interact with people in my community, and it's a little bit difficult, but I'm getting used to it.
Is there any words you want to say for the rest of the community college itself?
I mean, definitely keep your head up. It's a hard time. Focus on doing things that make you happy. And yeah, just keep on trucking.
All right. And one final question before we wrap this up. Are you or are you not going to attend Oktoberfest?
I probably won't, just because I'm not 100% sure how... it's going to work. I read the flyers and the information that's been given, but I guess I'm just worried about space and setting an example and really making sure that everybody's following guidelines.
Completely understandable. Well, thank you for letting me have your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I hope you have a good rest of the evening.
You too.
And I hope everyone here in Fort Hays State University has a good time as well. Thank you and good night.